Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always, and I'm excited about having our good buddy Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete is an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998, and he's actually working on his 13th year as a member of our Brain Trust. And he's our good friend. He's Executive Vice President for Communication at the National Taxpayers Union, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time, almost since the beginning. And he's here to talk to us about some very important topics that are going to matter much, very much to you and me and our small businesses. Pete Sepp, welcome back.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always, Pete. One of the things I want to talk about in this segment, get your thoughts on, is what happened. It's actually kind of one of the lesser reported stories up to now that I believe in the year to come is going to become maybe even bigger than the congressional results, and that is what happened at the state level. The timing of this thing, the Republican landslide that we know about in Washington, the national elections, so to speak, is actually been eclipsed, in my opinion, by what happened at the state level. What do you think, Pete?
Absolutely. First, we can talk, of course, about the candidates who won at the state level. There were very serious changes in the composition of state governments in places like Wisconsin and Maine and Washington State and New Hampshire, for that matter. What that means for citizens there is very important, because in places like Maine and Wisconsin, which have been previously dominated by a tax and spend culture, that's no longer there. And the lawmakers are already thinking up of very interesting constitutional restraints on taxes and spending on their governments. In Maine, of course, we had attempted to use the ballot measure process in 2003 and 2005 and 2009 to try and get constitutional or statutory discipline, things requiring voter approval for higher taxes, for example, limiting state spending growth to the inflation and population rates. Those failed. But now there are folks in the government who can actually pursue those policies and are committed to doing them. So you're going to see some big changes just because of the people who have been elected to office.
And
now,
it's a perfect storm, Pete, because what you're talking about, you know, we know about the House and the Senate, and we're starting to learn more and more about the impact on state houses and on the governorships and on how that's going to impact the census redistricting, which is huge. That's two out of three of the perfect storm. But the other third of the perfect storm are these ballot measures you're talking about, which really combined make the perfect storm from an electoral standpoint, you know, in favor of more conservative government and away from the liberal side.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there were some high-profile defeats of pro-taxpayer ballot measures. For example, in Massachusetts, there was an issue on the ballot to roll back the state sales tax from 6.25% to 3%. Yeah, that lost. So did several measures to cut taxes in Colorado. But then you look at other parts of the country, and the results were fantastic. Washington State, for example, was just a landslide for taxpayers. First of all, they turned down the opportunity to impose an income tax in that state big time, defeated it by more than a 2-to-1 margin. And to top it all off, they imposed a new limit on taxes. It will require a supermajority of the legislature or a majority of voters to approve future tax hikes. You look at California. Well, there, the voters gave it a mixed bag. They said, we're going to allow the state legislature to pass a budget by a simple majority rather than a supermajority. But They also said, we're going to include fees from now on under the supermajority protection. So if legislatures or local city councils want to enact things that look like taxes, but they want to call them fees,
right,
too bad. They still have to find the two-thirds vote to do it.
And it's going to take a few years for all this to really manifest. And all together, taken all together, does this make you more hopeful? And I've just got a few seconds. Does this make you much more hopeful about the fiscal condition, the fiscal strength of America?
Absolutely. In the 2010 election, 70% of the good pro-taxpayer measures passed. That's an excellent batting average.
That's part of the perfect storm, folks. So there's momentum, and I'm very excited about this. I want the government to have every nickel it needs and not one penny more. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.